Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Ches Amud Tavtes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Baminei Raman Bechamer Rav Chisda. He asked the following question: Notch Ne Yisaidus B'Shnei Koisle Hamavi. If somebody had on in his mavi to in order to be able to carry in the mavi, what he did was that he had two pegs protrude from the walls of the mavi, and put the kaira on top of those two pegs, as is shown in diagram 57. V'niach kaira gabeim, he took these two pegs, he had them sticking out of the wall, and he put the kaira on top of them. Mahu, what's going to be the halacha regarding this mavi? Can that kaira be relied on to be able to carry in the mavi or not? Amalei, so Rav Chisda told him, going back to what we discussed at the end of the previous year, the Divrei HaMatar, according to the opinion of the Amoraim who hold that you're always allowed to carry under the Kaira, because we say that the outside of the Kaira comes down and makes it into Mechitza, here, Asur, you will not be able to carry in this Mavi. And just having a kaira that juts out of the walls of the mavi will be inadequate, because the mechitza that this kaira is supposed to accomplish is not near the mavi. The width of the mavi separates the mavi from the front of that kaira, and that is an area that's Rishus Rabim, albeit a small area, but it's an area of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, this is a mavi where you may not carry. On the other hand, says the Gemara, L'divrei ha'oyser, according to the mandam that says you can't carry under the kaira, because he holds that the inner wall of the kaira comes down and makes it into a wall. So here too, I'll say the same, that the inner wall comes down, which is right at the entrance of the mavi. And since that's right at the entrance of the mavi, we now have a situation where where the entire mavi is closed up. There is no space between the mavi and the Rishus HaRabim. And since there's no space between the Rishus HaRabim, you'll be able to carry in that mavi. So the Rishonim ask, as we've learned so many times in our shiurim, the depth of a kaira is not that significant. So even if the kaira is jutting out from the walls of the mavi, and even if we'll say it's the outer side of the kaira that is going to be the mechitza, it's still less than 3 tefachim between that area and the mavi. And whenever we have less than 3 tefachim, we should be able to say, loved. So Rashi answers that the only time we say that we say loved is on a real mechitza. The mechitza that we're discussing in today's shir is an imaginary mechitza, pitikri yair v'saisim. And there, on a mechitza that is not real, we don't say loved. The stipler asks many questions on Rashi, because he brings many rayas that we say loved even on imaginary mechitzas. The Tosfos says a different pshat. He says, and this is a pshat, I think the basis of this pshat is a vort that we've said previously in our shiurim, that even if you hold that the reason is mechitza, it doesn't mean that heker doesn't play any role. And since Hecker still continues to play a role, this type of a Kaira doesn't make a Hecker. Another pshat that the stipler says, that since this Kaira is not in the Mavi, but the Kaira is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, we can't say Pi Tikra on an area in the Rishus HaRabim. We don't say Pitikriya Visoysim only in the Mavui, but not in the Rishus HaRabim. Rav Amar, Rava gives a different explanation. He says, L'divrei Oyser, even according to the Mount Amar that says that by every Mavi you can't carry under the Kaira. Why? Because we say that's the inner part of the Kaira that comes down. Still here, so why can't I carry in this Mavi? The entire Mavi is closed off. Actually, it may even be better than anything we've ever seen. Because here, not only is the Mavi enclosed, but even that small amount of the Kaira is now blocking and closing up the entrance of the Mavi. Says the Gemara, Be'inin HaKaira Al-Gabe Mavi V'lekam. There's a special halacha. The halacha is that the Kaira always has to be on top of the Mavi, and it can't be outside of the Mavi. And since it can't be outside of the Mavi, that's why this wouldn't be, that would not be adequate. There's a machlokes rishonim. If this halacha that the Gemara just taught us, that by a kaira, the kaira always has to be on top of the Mavi, not inside the Mavi, was that halacha also said by a lechi? We've been discussing lechi v'kaira. This halacha that it has to be on the Mavi itself, is it halacha strictly by Kaira, or is it halacha by Mavi as by Lechi as well? The Rashba says that this halacha was said only by a Kaira, not by a Lechi. And so too is the opinion of the Ritva. Whereas other Rishonim say that the halacha that we just said is the halacha by the Kaira, is the same halacha by the Lechi. Ask the Gemara, Eser Adaba Masna L'Rava, it says in a Braisa, Hoysa Kairasa Meshucha, if your Kaira was moved away from the walls of the Mavi, as we've just been discussing, or Taluya, or it's hanging over the Mavi, says the Gemara, this is, again, Diagram 58. So here you have a situation where the Kaira does not reach the walls of the Mavi. Pachs Mishloisha. If there's less than 3 tefachim between your Kaira and the walls of the Mavi, then it's still going to be considered a valid Kaira. Ain't Tzarech Lahavi Kaira Acheres, and there's no need to bring another Kaira. However, Shloish Tefachim, if there's 3 tefachim or more, so we can't apply the concept of Lavad. And then the halacha will be tzarech lavi kaira acheres. We're going to have to bring another kaira to make it a proper kaira. Or if Shimon ben Gamliel oimer pachs ma'arba, if it's less than 4 tefachim to the wall, ain't tzarech lavi kaira acheres. Arba, if it's 4 tefachim or more, tzarech lavi kaira acheres. And the machlokes between the Tanakam and Shimon ben Gamliel is a fundamental machlokes. How many tefachim do we say mavi? The Tanakam says that it's, and by 3 tefachim we say lavad, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says we say lavad by 4 tefachim. My love, continues the Gemara, isn't the difference between that we spoke about chushuchim and tluya, that meshuch is mevechutz, that it's jutting out into the Rishus Rabbim. The tluya is that it's inside the mavi. And what do we see from here? That even though the kaira is jutting out of the mavi, it's still a good kaira. So how did we just say a moment ago that a kaira that's jutting out of the kaira always has to be on top of the mavi, not jutting out? Says the Gemara Loi. That's not the way to understand the Braisa. Idi v'idim b'fnim. We're only speaking about a situation where the kaira is with inside the mavi. For as we have been learning, if the kaira is not inside the mavi, it can never be a valid kaira. Meshucha means that it's separated from the wall, miruch achas, only by one wall, diagram 59. Tluya is mishteiruchas, from two sides. So now, why did the Tana and the Braisa ask the Gemara have to teach us both of these cases? Because Maritema, we would perhaps think, Meruach Achas, that if it's jutting away from one side, Amrinan Lovid. That's when we'll say Lovid. However, Mishtei Ruchas, if we have to say Lovid from both sides, Loi Amrinan Lovid, we won't say Lovid. Kamash Malan, that the halacha is that we say Lovid even when it's from both sides. And as the Torah Chaim explains, if the Braisa would have only spoken about Meshucha, we would have said that it's certainly only speaking about a case where it's separated by one wall, because we always want to say the smaller Chiddush. Only after the Braisa tells us both Meshucha v'Tluya, and as we just said, why do we have to have both cases? Can we say that Meshucha means one side, and Tluya means even both sides, and that's how we could get to that Chiddush. Another pshat that the Yaivet suggests is that if I only had one case, I would think since by one side it's connected to the wall, so there it's kosher even if the other side is separated by more than three tefachim, where I can't say love it. Teaches us the Braisa that whether I need two sides or whether I need one side, I have a maximum of three, according to the Tanakhama, according to Shimon Gamliel, four tefachim. Otherwise, I can't say loved, and I need to have loved for both sides. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a different pshat. Meshucha v'tluya, the way to understand, according to Rav Ashi, is not anything to do with loved. And I assume that the reason Rav Ashi doesn't like the first teretz is for the very reasons that we just explained. That why do we have to have both an example of Meshucha and Tluya? Aren't the if by two sides it's fine, by one side it's certainly fine. So therefore he says the way to understand the Meshucha v'Tluya is that it's one story. Hey Chidami, what is the situation? Kigon shenot shtei yisaydois akumais agab shnei kais le'amavi. You put two nails on the two walls of the mavi. Diagram 60. Shein begoven shloisha. And neither of these nails is more than three tefachim long. And now we're going to say that the halacha views as if this kaira comes down and it's perfect. So what's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara. Ma'adu tema, oi lovet amrinin, oi chavet amrinin. Here we have to apply two halacha l'moshe m'sinais. We have to apply the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of lovet. And that's why we said it has to be within three tefachim. But we also have to apply the halacha l'moshe m'sinai chavod to push something higher, lower. To say lovod v'chavod, to say both of them at the same time, perhaps lo yaminin, is not halachically acceptable. Kamashma, this price is coming to teach us that it's halachically acceptable to take two different halacha l'moshe m'sinais and combine them to make it into a kashura kaira. The Rashi tells us that obviously these nails are not even a tefach wide, because if the nails were a tefach wide, then they automatically become part of the kaira. And if they automatically become part of the kaira, we don't have to rely on lavud, we don't have to rely on chavud. Furthermore, there's a machlokes exactly how do these nails look. If we look in the diagram in Rashi here, he has the nails going on a slant. There are other rishonim that say that the nails go like, they look like the letter Resh, and that's, it's on a bend. Says the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to the subject that we discussed at the end of the previous year. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rav Zakkai, Kamei de Rav Yochanan. Bein Halachayim, the area in the Mavi, which is facing the Lechi, that where that I use to be able to carry the Mavi, and the tachas akaira, the area under the kaira, needed kakalmos. That area is considered like a karmos. And as we learned in Masech de Shabbos, the karmos is an area that is not considered not a Rosh Hashayachid nor a Rosh Hashayachid. The examples we gave was a yam, an ocean, a big field. And the halacha is that the Rabbanon established the area of a karmos. With the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry from the Karmelus to Rosh Hashayachid or to Rosh Hashirabim, or vice versa. Furthermore, you're not allowed to carry in a Karmelus four Amos. As we learned in Masechta Shabbos on Davov Amar Aleph, Karmelus means Carmel. It's like grain, which is not moist nor dry. It's in the middle. And a Karmelus is the same. It's not Rosh Hashayachid, none Rosh Hashirabim. So he says that this area is treated like a karmos. Amalei, to which he said, Puk Tani Lavra, go outside. This braisa, as we had in other places in Shas, is not to be considered an authoritative braisa. And since it's not considered an authoritative braisa, we don't reckon with it, and we don't accept what it says. Take the braisa outside. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Mistaba Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's incorrect, that's only Tachas HaKaira. That the area under the Kaira is not considered a Karmelus, and one may carry there. Because as we said, the wall goes down when we have a Kaira, and that encloses the entire area. The outside wall goes down and encloses the entire area. Aval Bein L'chaim, when we speak about the area between the lechis, there he'll agree that it's Usur. And the simple pshat that Tosfos suggests is that since a lechi is very narrow, and if we're going at the entrance of the Mavi, if we're going to allow someone to carry at that narrow area at the head of the Mavi, he may come to carry into the Rishus HaRabim, which is right there. And because of that, Chazal said, the area where the lechi stands, you may not carry. Tosfos, the very Maskel HaKol, says that you shouldn't explain that the difference between the area under the Kaira and the area between the lechis is that because the Kaira is because of Heker, and the Heker is on the outside, and lechi is also because of Mechitza, but it's the inside part of the lechi that goes inside. Because says Tosfos, that Abaya on Daf Hayam and Aleph taught us that both Kaira and Lechi work because of Mechitza. And there's no reason to explain that where the wall comes down is different by Lechi or Kaira. The Rashba says that the way to understand what the Gemara just said, that the Gemara differentiates between a Lechi and a Kaira, is because the Lechi is considered a Mechitza, and it's the inside part that makes a mechitza, and therefore the area where the lechi is standing is outside of the new imaginary wall. On the other hand, the kaira works because of heker, and since it works because of heker, so there it doesn't make a difference. You could carry even under the kaira as well. The Rashba gives another explanation. Abaye holds that a kaira is because of mechitza, and because it's mechitza, he's going to say that by both of them, it's both a lechi and a kaira work because of mechitza. There's just a difference. By a kaira, it's the outside that goes down, and by a lechi, it's the inside that creates the wall. What the Rashba doesn't do, however, is explain why should there be a difference. If they're working because of mechitza, and we're saying that the halacha creates a wall, so why by a kaira do I say the wall is created closer to the Rishus Rabbim, and by a lechi do we say it's created inside the Mavi? The Rashba doesn't explain. So the Ritva wants to suggest that since a kaira, by definition, has to be at least a tefach, that's why I say it's from the outside that it goes down. However, as we just explained, the lechi could be very narrow. Therefore, since a lechi can be very narrow, I have to say it's the inside, not the outside. It still doesn't give us the why. It just gives us the what. Rav Amar, but Rav disagrees, and Rav holds Bein L'chaim Nami Mutter. Even the area between the lechis, you could carry in that mavi. Amar Rav Amar Nami Nala, says Rav, from where do I know that halacha? Says the Gemara, the Kiyosar of Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, Makom She'en by Arba Al Arba. You have an area that doesn't have Arba al arba tfachim. So since it's an area that's not arba al arba tfachim, mutal b'nei rishus rabim, ul b'nei rishus yochid, both people that are carrying packages from the rishus rabim to the rishus yochid, lakatef lov, put objects down on it, because since it's a mokum p'tor, there's no isser to carry from rishus yochid to the mokum p'tor or from rishus rabim to the mokum p'tor. However, what you may not do is v'vat shlo yachlifu. As we learned in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos taught us that this is the beginning of Masechta Davov, that there are four Rishuyas in Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Karmelus, and a Makom Ptor. We explain what Rosh Hashanah, we know, is a, we spoke earlier in Amasech, Rosh Hashanah Yachid is an enclosed area. Carmelus, we spoke about before. And a Makom Ptur is a place that doesn't have four tefachim by four tefachim. Midaraisa, there's no issa to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Makom Ptur or vice versa. There's no issa to carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Makom Ptur or vice versa. Or from a Carmelus, certainly, to a Makom Ptur. Chazal said that you can't, however, use the Makom Ptur as a point of transfer from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Makom Ptur to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That Chazal said that you're not allowed to use as a transfer. And the Mishnah Berurah said that only can one person not use it as an area of transfer, but even more than one person. Meaning, let's say you'll have one person carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, deposits something on the Makom Ptur, and then another person who's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid takes something from the Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Under all circumstances, Chazal did not want that the Makom Ptur should become a place of transfer. So we see that an area that doesn't have four by tefachim but four tefachim is not considered a karmus. So ask the Gemara, going back to our sugya, the area under the Kaira, the area under the, by the Lechi, is a very small area. So it should be considered a Makom Ptur. If it's considered a Makom Ptur, there should be no issue of carrying there. Vabaya, Hossam, when we spoke in Masech to Shabbos about that Makom Ptur, we were speaking about a place, Begoyva Shloisha. There's a distinct area. So since there's a distinct area, so therefore, we're not concerned that if you're going to carry in that area, you may carry in the Shusayab and you may carry in the Shusayachid. But in our case, where it's not distinct, since in our Gemara, it's not distinct, that's why we have to be more machmer. Amar Abaya, Mino Aminolo, how do I know that the area that's next to the Lechi, you can't carry? Says the Gemara, Amar Abchama Begurya Amar Rav, Toicha Pesach, a Mavi that has in its opening two sides, which are the opening of the Mavi, Tzarch Lachi Achala Tirai. In order to be able to carry there, you have to have a separate Lachi, which is diagram 62. In diagram 62, we have one long Mavi. But if we look at the entrance of that Mavi, it juts in. So the truth is that this area is should be the narrow area may be considered a Lachi. Yet the halacha is that if you want to carry in that area, says Rav Chama Bar Gurya, you have to put up a new lechi, as the picture shows us at the entrance. So what do we see from here? Because if we're going just to consider this narrower area, the area of lechi, I would not be able to carry there. Why may I not carry there? Because it's the area next to the lechi, and the area next to the lechi, I can't carry. V'chi teima. This by Abba al Abba, maybe you'll say the reason we're being machmer because this area takes up four tefachim by four tefachim, and that's why it can't be considered a lechi, and that's why you have to bring another lechi. Says the Gemara, that isn't true because we're Amar Rav Chanan by Rava Amar Rav Toicha Pesach. This area Apish ain by Abba al Abba, even if there isn't a depth of Abba al Abba. If you want to carry it, you have to bring another lechi. Why? Because even though this area can serve, these walls can serve as a lechi, you still have a problem that if you want to carry there, you can't carry next to the lechi, and you're going to have to construct a new lechi. V'rava, how will Rava answer? Hasam, says the Gemara, the Pesuch L'Karmelus. Where it's open to a Karmelus, when do we say that you're not allowed to carry? So this case that we just mentioned is a clear indication, asked the Gemara, that you're not allowed to carry next to the Lachi. Says Rava, there is a unique situation. Because that Mavi, this Mavi, your diagram 62, is not open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's open to a Karmelus. Yavel, indeed, if it would be open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mai, then it would be Mutter. Asked the Gemara, I don't understand what you're saying. Yitziva ba'ara v'giur b'shmei shemayim. Carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which the Mavi actually is, to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is an Issa D'Oraisa. Carrying from a Mavi to a Karmelus
is this a drabonin? So why are we being more machmer when it opens to a kamlus versus when it opens to a rishus rabbin? Says the Gemara, in. Absolutely. We're more machmer when it opens to a kamlus than a work opens to a... So the Gemara uses the word yitziva ba'ara. The citizen is here on this world, and he's the more choshva person. For Giyari, the ger, is b'shmei shemayim. It's a topsy-turvy world. Answers the Gemara, matzah minas minan v'niyar. And the way to understand it is quite simple. Since this area is a mokum p'tor, a mokum p'tor and a karmelis are very similar. This mokum p'tor next to the lechi is very similar to karmelis. If we're going to let you carry here, we're very concerned you're going to carry into the karmelis, which is awesome with the rabbanon. However, carrying from this area to the Rishus Rabbim, everybody recognizes that that's totally not permitted. And therefore, we have less concern this case as than in the other case. So the fact that they're similar makes it worse. So our Gemara uses a very interesting expression, which is not often found in Shas. The expression is, Yitziva ba'ara v'giyoyer b'shmei shemayim. So I saw a very sharp word from the Satna Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel. He says, Yitziva ba'ara v'giyoyer b'shmei shemayim. If somebody looks at himself in this world like he's a ger, then b'shmei shemayim, he'll be a citizen. But if you look at yourself, a yitziva ba'ara, that your main place is Olam Hazeh, then you'll be a ger in Shei Shemayim. When you get to Shemayim, you'll only be a ger. So I saw that the Baal Shem explains that the Gemara uses this concept of matzah minas minoy v'noyer. So says the Baal Shem, what does that mean? Everything that exists in the world, he says, the reason it's able to exist and the reason it's able to survive is because it has kedusha in it. When we take a food and we eat the food, the fruit, whatever food we eat, the way we are able to bring out that kedusha is by making a bracha on that food. Matzah min es minoy, the kedusha which is within the food, and the bracha that we articulate from our mouth, connect each other, veneer, and that brings kedusha to the world. So here we just learned that even though we learned the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, and we learned in today's shir as well, that a place which is a mokum p'tor, you could deposit from Rishus Rabbim on that area, you could deposit from Rishus Yochanan on that area, you just may not use it as a point of transfer. There's a very big nafkamina in Halacha, if it opens up to Rishus Rabbim, that's when we could be more lenient, says the Mishnah Brura, versus where it opens up to a Kamlis, because Al Gemara just said that when it opens up to a Kamlis, we have to treat it in a much more stricter fashion. Amalei Rav Huna Bereid Rav Shul LaRava, V'at Loi Tizbara, the Bein L'chaim Osir, don't you agree that the area that's between the Lechi you can't carry? Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mavi Shirotsu B'l'chaim. So Gemara speaks about a new situation. Gemara speaks about a situation of a Mavi Shirotsu B'l'chaim. This is Diagram 63. So says the Gemara, Pachsmi Arba, and there's less than four tfachim between each one of these lachis. Bonal machlokes of Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. We go back to a machlokes that we learned earlier in our shir. When do I say lovet? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dama Amrina lovet, that even if you have a separation of four tfachim, we could still say lovet. The halacha is, Mishtamish at chuda pnimi shalachim apnimi. We could only carry in this mavi up to the spot after the lechi, which is the deepest into the mavi, as is shown in that diagram. The rabbanon, but the rabbanon who don't apply the concept of lovet in this situation, lo yamin in lovet, and therefore he'll say mishtamish at chuda pnimi shel chitzen. You could carry up to the inner end of the first lechi in the mavi. However, avlechayim, because what's the machloikus? How much of these poles are considered lechis? According to Shimon Gamliel, since there's less than four tefachim between these poles, they're all considered a lechi. According to Rabbanan, since there's more than three tefachim between these poles, they're not considered lechi. But what do I see from here? The kula alm ben l'chayim, that wherever it's considered a lacha, you're not allowed to carry. So why? If the halacha is that you're allowed to carry next to the lechi, why do we have this halacha? Answers Rava, the same teretz that we said a moment ago. Hasam nami de psuach l'karmelis. We're speaking to a situation where this area is open to a karmelis. And since it's open to a karmelis, we have to be concerned that if I'm going to let you carry there, you may come to carry even into the karmelis. Avel shus rabim, but if indeed it was open to shus rabim, shari. Ask the Gemara the same question again. So it turns out we're being more machmer by the karmelis than by the shus rabim. Ask the Gemara, yitziva ba'ara v'goyer b'shmei shemayim. It doesn't make any sense. Answers the Gemara like we learned a moment ago in Motzah Minas Minoy v'neir. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi brings a different explanation. How we understand this case where there's a lineup of lechis. Rav Amar, you have an area that's lined up with lechis, with less than four tefachim between them, b'meshach arba amos, that goes in to a depth of four amos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that since there's less between these poles, less than four tefachim between these poles, therefore we're able to say loved. Shimon Gamliel, the Omer, that in such a situation we say loved. So now we have a distinct area, which is a mavi for itself. And since it's its own mavi, an area which is a mavi cannot be said is a lechi. And therefore, you're going to have to bring a different lechi to make it permissible to carry in that area. Because there's too much of a distance between these lechis, that's why we won't have to bring another lechi. So says the Rajba, we learn from here a tremendous chiddush. We're using, usually throughout Shas, when the Gemara says the concept of lovi, we always use the concept of lovid to say a kula. Here we're using the concept of lovid to say a chumrah. So says the Rajba, from here we see that we could use the concept of lovet even for chumrah. And the Magen Avraham, in Arachayim Simen Tuf Kapes, Sifkat and Tes, asks a question from this on the Ramah, who says that we don't say lovet lahachmer. So the Magen Avraham answers that even though here we're saying lovet lahachmer, that's only where there's lechis in between, these lechis are lined up. But to take an open area and to say it's filled up, that we won't say lovad lahachmer. A different teretz that the Beis Meir gives an easier teretz to understand, he says by schach, or by a ceiling, we only apply the concept of lovad for kula, not for chumrah. But when we're using lovet on a wall, as is the case here, where the lechis are standing against the wall, there we say lovet both lahachmer or lahakl. Ask the Gemara, Ulrab Shimon Gamliel, who says that in such a situation, we need to have another lechi. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, ostensibly, the Gemara assumes that part of the lechi was jutting out into the Rosh Hashanah, as is shown in diagram 64. So ask the Gemara, Lehevi Kalecha Nirim B'chutz Shabbat B'fnim. So this should be considered, and that's going to be the next sugis that we're going to learn, that a lechi that's only visible to the people outside and not to the people inside should be considered a valid lechi. And that's why it should still be considered a good lechi, even though you have the problem that you have all these lechis where they could be considered connected. Answers the Gemara, Midu Tama El Rabbi Yochanan. Whose opinion are we coming to say, we're coming to explain, says the Gemara? We're coming to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Nira B'Bechutz V'Shiva B'Fnim. When you have a lechi that's only visible to the people who are standing outside and not to the people who are standing inside, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a good lechi. And therefore, even if you're going to say that you want to be able to say that that it's not all inside the mavui, but we're trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion,
there's no, this doesn't, this is anyway not going to be a valid lechi. Itmar. So says the Gemara, we learned indeed in the Beis Medrash, where you have nirba b'fnim, where lechi is visible to the people inside the mavi, v'shavim b'chutz, but to the people outside, it's not visible as a lechi. Diagram 65, the halacha is nidna mishum lechi. That's considered a valid lechi, and you could carry in that, you could carry in that mavi based on that lechi. Again, with all the other halachas that we're learning in this Gemara. However, nirim b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim, diagram 66, nirim b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim, says the Gemara, we have a machlokes Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon Rebbe. Chad Omer, one man Dama's opinion is that nidim shim lechi, that it's considered a valid lechi. But Chad Omer, one will hold, ein nidim shim lechi, it's not considered a valid lechi. Testayim, so we have a machlokes, and as we have often in Shas, sometimes we have a machlokes of two Amoroim, and the Gemara doesn't know which Amor said what, but the Gemara wants to be able to show which man the Omer held what. Says the Gemara Testayim, we will be able to prove that Reb Chiya is the one that holds the Nidim Shem Lechi. That a Lechi that's near B'chutz, the Shiva B'fnim, is considered a valid Lechi. The Tana Reb Chiya, Kaisel should see the Ochid Konos Mechaveri. Diagram 67, where you have two walls in that diagram, but that wall, one of the walls, the wall on the right, is not the same width as the wall on the left. Kaisel, the Tanachia, Mavi, Kaisel, should see the Ochid Konos Mechaveri, Bein Nirab B'chutz, V'Sheva B'mefnim, whether it's visible to the people from outside, or whether it's visible from the people that are inside, nidim shem lechi. It's considered a valid lechi. So we see it doesn't make a difference on which side it is. Testayim, so we see clearly the Reb Chiya's opinion is, I don't care on which side I have the, I don't care, under all circumstances, it's going to be considered a valid lechi. Reb Yochanan, that he said, nirim b'chutz, v'shavim b'fnim, is not considered a valid lechi. Mila shmelei ha. Didn't he hear this braisa? Ella shmelei. It must be that he heard it. V'lei savalei. And he didn't agree with it. So just like we say that Rabbi Yochanan must have known about this braisa, but just because he knew about the braisa doesn't mean that he has to follow the opinion of the braisa. Why don't we say the same thing regarding Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya Nami will say that he knew about the braisa, however, he doesn't agree with it. Says the Gemara, hi mai, that doesn't make sense. Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan loisavalei, Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with this braisa, and Mishamachi, since he didn't agree with the braisa, loitanalei, he never quoted it. El Rabbi Chiya, but regarding Reb Chiya, we need to understand. If he doesn't agree with what this braisa says, if he holds a nirma b'fnim, nirma b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim, is not considered a valid braisa, then why are you mentioning it? It must be that he didn't mention it because he doesn't hold that it's a valid. It must be he mentioned it because he held that this is a halacha l'maisa braisa that we should follow. The Kozlik of a Rav, the Shalat HaTshuvas, Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Gimel, has a letter to the Imri Emes. In that letter to the Imri Emes, he says, the Gemara in Masechta Beis Daf Yutes uses an interesting expression. The Gemara says, Tanoi Shekalt Mi Alma, that are you ignoring Tanoim? What does that mean? So he explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created, how did a Kadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Istakel by Raisa or Bara Alma. A Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, and that's how he created the whole world. Furthermore, when we learn Torah, that's what brings existence to the world. So every word of Torah is what makes the world exist. And therefore, he continues to say, when there's a machloikis, and since, as we're going to learn actually in this Masechta, when we have a Machloikis, the rule is Elu v'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Both opinions
are to be reckoned with. So every opinion that we learn brings kiyum ha'olam, brings existence to the world. So if you're going to ignore the opinion of somebody, so he says, by ignoring an opinion, you're destroying the world. And therefore, you're not allowed to tanai shakalt ma'alma. You're not allowed to ignore any opinion, because we need those opinions to bring kiyum to the world. So he, in the Haggah, on that letter, in that tshuva, he writes, but this Gemara actually is hard to understand based on that concept. Because what did we just learn in this Gemara? In this Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that if you don't hold of a certain opinion, why are you quoting it? But that isn't true. Because we're learning now that even if you don't hold of an opinion, bringing that opinion to the world is critical to the existence of the world. So since bringing that opinion is critical to the existence to the world, therefore the halacha is that the halacha should be that you should bring it. Yet our Gemara says if you don't hold it, you don't hold of it, don't say it. The stipler brings down that he asked the Chazon Ish that somebody who wants to make an erev with a tzuras of Pesach, but they can't make, they wanted to make an erev with a tzuras of Pesach, but they couldn't make the tzuras of Pesach inside the walls of the Mavi, and they only wanted to make it on the outside of the Mavi. Would it be acceptable? So, using our Gemara, where our Gemara says that if the Lechi and Kaira are not visible to the people inside, then it's not considered a valid Lechi and Kaira. So the Chazon Ish said to the stipler, so too will be the halacha by Tzuras HaPesach. However, there are those that disagree. And it goes back to the first mission that we learned in Amasechta. Because in the first mission that we learned in Amasechta, we learned that there's a fundamental difference between a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi and Kaira. And therefore, perhaps by a Lechi the Kaira, to be effective, it has to be within the Mavi. A Tzuras HaPesach maybe could be effective anyway, even if it's not inside.